All right, hey guys, it's Bobby Rio, and I've got a guest with me, a guy, Julian Fox, and he's a guy that I heard of him, I watched some of his programs, and then I got a chance to meet him down in Austin, Texas a few years back, and he was just a crazy motherfucker, and I found that it's the crazy ones you can always learn a lot from, and we live kind of close together, so we met up a few more times, and every time I met up with him, I'd always get a few nuggets from him, and I never had a chance to get him on and do a formal interview with him, so I wanted to bring him on and kind of pick his brain a little bit, because there's a lot of stuff, especially in regards to really closing the deal fast with girls. The guy bangs way more girls than you would imagine, and I just wanted to kind of figure out his secret. So first off, Julian, how's it going, man?
It's good. It's good. And I got to jump in on something you said, Bobby, which is, first of all, I just want to, like, I know this is not a video, so let me just describe this, what I look like. Did you ever see the Three Stooges? You know how there's those Three Stooges and there's the one, I think it's Larry, I don't know which one it is. It's the one with the curly red hair that comes out to the sides and he's bald. That's kind of what I look like. I'm not as bald as him, but that's kind of what I look like. I look like a clown with red hair and white skin and a small dick.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny in this industry because, I mean, you're not a horrible-looking guy, but everybody in this industry, everybody kind of exaggerates, like, oh, I'm really whatever, and, you know, it's kind of funny when you meet somebody, but, you know, you fully admit that you were playing from a part of, you know, a disadvantage, not a disadvantage, but you definitely weren't at an advantage. So how... First off, what brought you into this? You know, you've been teaching this probably as long as I have, and what brought you into dating advice and kind of figuring this stuff out, first of all?
I'm sure it's the same thing that brought both of us into it. Pussy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I love pussy. I love pussy. Pussy just, it's kind of everything I do in life. I always am like, oh, I can connect that to pussy. Like, there's just a way. I love women. I love being around women. And when I kind of discovered that guys were accumulating knowledge and a database of information, it just got me really excited. I mean, this was just under a decade ago, and it's my deepest, truest passion in life.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, it's funny. You meet some guys, and you know, when you meet certain guys, you know, like, they just love fucking women. And you were one of those guys. I just remember being in Austin and just some of the shit you were doing and stuff. And just being like, dude, this guy's got a one-track fucking mind. So, it definitely brought us in. And what, bring us quickly, because I like the guys to get an idea of the learning curve you went through and kind of maybe one or two bits of knowledge that you picked up along the way that made a difference for you. Because, you know, everybody kind of starts off going, oh, there's books on this. Well, how did you go from there's books on this to, like, you know, was there any particular moments or insights you've gotten that clicked for you personally?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, like, there's so many different things that we could talk about. And the thing that, you know, I was thinking would be a cool topic of conversation tonight is how to fuck on the first date. Because how to fuck on the first date, you know, the ideas that are kind of contained in it, they can help with everything, because they're kind of universal ideas that are powerful and can really help in every stage of a so-called seduction. I mean, we could just dive right into that if we're ready.
No, yeah, I think that's a great topic for a couple of reasons. Partly for what you said, and that it is, when you learn those principles, you can apply them to anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be the first date. You can take those same principles and use them. But also because, like, the society that we live in nowadays, it's, like, so easy to get dates with the internet, right? I mean, I know that I was on dating sites 5 or 6 years ago before I started really learning a lot of this stuff. And, you know, you can get dates fairly easy, but most of those dates are shit, because if you don't know what you're doing and the date ends with, like, an awkward hug or a handshake or something like that, and then nothing ever comes of it. And it's like nowadays with online dating, with Tinder, with Facebook, with all these things, I'm finding the guys that I teach, they go out on dates and it's like, yeah, they feel good because, oh, I got a date with her, but nothing happens. And if nothing really happens, you're essentially either just buying her a free dinner, if you're even going out on those kind of dates, which I personally don't recommend a dinner date, but it's just a waste of time. So, yeah,
sure.
It's definitely a good topic that I'd like to get into. So.
Well, that, I mean, and don't get me started on online dating because, you know, I'll just say quickly, like recently, that's pretty much all I've been doing because I spend a lot of time at the office. So I'm like, how do I capitalize and fuck as many girls as I possibly can in the least time? And that's pretty much how I've been doing it. And by the way, you know, you mentioned like, you know, oh, well, you know, I just wasted money on a dinner and this girl didn't even kiss me. Man, I've been going out with girls lately in the last like 2 months. I've been going out with girls. Not only do these girls expect me to pay for dinner, they expect me to like take them on vacation. They expect me to like buy them gifts. But Bobby, I don't buy them shit.
Well, because in New York, you're in New York, right?
Yeah, I am.
and in New York, these girls, they move to the city and they go out on fucking dates. And it's like their way of like getting free meals, like online dating. I know so many girls right. Like, oh, yeah, go on a different guy every night because it's like how I eat, you know. It's like, oh, I get to go out to nice restaurants every night. But yeah, I know from you, yeah, that's not what they're gonna get from you. So yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, and we will. And I don't want to divert from talking about like, you know, how to fuck on the first date. But let me say one thing, just again, it's completely unrelated and yet totally related, which is just lately the whole thing I've been doing is actually going after girls on the internet that are looking for guys that are going to like spoil them, you know, or they're actually girls that are, you know, they've just either they're materialistic or they want to be materialistic and are ready to kind of experiment with that. And then my whole game lately is like, I kind of get those girls because they're in such high supply. And then I have a technique that just like fucks them, you know, before I spend a dime on them. I'm just like fucking her. And then suddenly she really likes me and, you know, everything's changed. But that's a topic for a different day. Let me jump in really quick to just like basically an issue, which is fucking on the first date. And
yeah, so why do you think most guys fuck this up? Like, what are the mistakes that guys are making, first of all? Because most guys aren't fucking on the first date, you know. They're not. Most guys fall into the like category of maybe they go for the kiss at the end of the date. A lot of guys have the mindset of, oh, you know, I'm going to be respectful and wait and make my move on the next date. So what mistakes are causing this to them to end the date with that awkward handshake?
No, it's a great question, and there's definitely a few huge mistakes. I think the one that comes to mind first is that guys will get discouraged. Talk about getting discouraged, let me just say this. I think a lot of guys have the expectation that they have to go out on more than one date, or they have to go out. I mean, what's the old, like, adage? It's like, oh, three dates and then she gives it up. They have this idea in their mind, whether it's conscious or subconscious, that I've got to wait for two or three dates and take her out to dinner, and I've got to, you know, be this gentleman and then she'll give it up. That is the worst thing you can do. That is just death. If I don't fuck on the first date, I don't even have a second date unless I really like the girl, and it almost never happens. So that's the first thing, is just the societal programming that's like convinced us that we have to wait to be respectful, or that she wants to wait. No, man, girls, they want to fuck just as much as we do.
Yeah, I got to jump in there, because a big realization I had with regards to that is that girls expect things to happen fast if there's chemistry. So with a girl, and I've noticed this, every girl that like I went on to, you know, date seriously, it always started with us fucking the first night, or at least like getting very physical. And I kind of realized later on that girls expect that. They want to go back to their friends and go, yeah, I don't know, it just happened. It was just like, and guys, on the other hand, they think like, oh, I'm going to show her that I'm not after sex. And the girl goes back to her friends if you don't make a move. And, oh, there just wasn't any chemistry. That was, you're kind of shooting yourself right in the foot with that mindset. But
And Bobby, you bring up you just remind me of something amazing, which is one of the stories that I tell with girls when I'm on a date is that every relationship, every serious relationship I've ever had, and this is actually the truth. Here's the best thing. This is actually real. It's not bullshit. The serious relationships I've had, we all had sex on the first date. And whereas conversely, I've had sex with girls, or excuse me, I've dated girls like where I've gone out on multiple dates or dated for like a few weeks or even longer. And then we had sex and it never turned into anything serious. So there's no connection to waiting and actually forming a serious relationship. And I usually, that's what your story just reminded me of. And I always try and communicate that with girls when I'm on a first date. I'm like, hey, at some point I find an opportune moment to drop in the story where like, hey, there's no connection between like first date sex and not having a relationship and vice versa.
Yeah, no, that's great. I like the idea too of always finding ways to bring that into the conversation somehow and not being, you know, there's smooth ways to do it. And we'll get to that in a bit, but anytime you can kind of address like the elephant in the room of like, oh yeah, we're going to probably fuck later, or like, we're going to, you know, this is not going to be a friendly date. It always works out well, but you know, let's get back to mistakes. So what other mistakes do you think, other than, you know, thinking they have to wait, which I think is probably the biggest mistake most guys make, is this, like, I don't know where it stems from, the idea, like you said, oh, I have to wait three dates to score or whatever. But any other mistakes that you've noticed with the guys you teach?
I think, like, that's the first mistake that guys make, obviously, is, like, tied to their mindset about it. Because if they don't even try to make a move to bang her, then it's never, they're never going to move past that initial point. But the next biggest, and probably in my mind, the biggest mistake of all, and I'm guilty of it myself, like I definitely used to make it, and even the instinct to make it still happens sometimes, which is kind of ironic. But the biggest mistake in my mind is that guys get discouraged when she says something like, oh, you know, we're not having sex tonight. Like, I've heard that line at least 424 times. I don't even know how many times, but it's a lot. And I've heard that line so many times, like, we're like, you know, we're not having sex tonight. And the biggest mistake guys make is they hear that line, because like 50% or 40% of girls that you're on a date with, a first date with, will say that. They'll get discouraged. They'll get visibly discouraged. The guy will get, you know, he'll deflate somehow, or he'll even say the worst thing you could say, which is, you know, well, why not? You know, I thought we were getting along. Instead of expecting, being prepared for her to say that, being prepared for her to say, we're not fucking tonight. And then reframing the whole thing. Like so basically that's the mistake, is guys get discouraged. And then the solution to avoid that mistake is to be prepared for her to say it, and then of course to have something to say back when she does.
Yeah, I think first off that if you're hearing we're not having sex tonight, you're on the right track, first of all, because that means on your end, you're at least showing, and I know that, you know, you've gotten to the point where you're very good, you're very not aggressive, but you're assertive. Like you don't hide your intentions with a girl, so you're going to be hearing that, and that's the way you need to be. So if you're hearing that, it means you're at least like creating the environment where she's at least thinking sexual thoughts, where that the fact that she feels the need to say that is because she's in that mindset, whereas a lot of guys sit there and they talk friggin' bubblegum and ice cream all night, and she's not even thinking sex, and they try to show her they're such a good guy that sex is about the furthest thing from her mind. So I would say, like, just the fact that she's saying that is a good sign, you know? I look at it as anytime I hear that, I'm like, all right, if a girl says, you know, we're not having sex tonight, I'm like, we're having sex tonight. Like, it means that you know, the fact that she's saying it is definitely a good sign.
Well, exactly. It's not, I mean, for me, like, I'll even take it one step further and say for me now, not necessarily 10 years ago, but, you know, 10 years ago, if I heard a girl say, oh, we're not having sex tonight, you know that, right? I would have felt like very discouraged. And even now, despite like all the experience I've accumulated, there's still like a weird little voice that I'd be like, wait, is she serious? But now I have enough experience to kind of say, ah, wait a minute, that's magical. She just said the magic words, I know I'm getting laid tonight, thank God. So, and what you just said, Bobby, brings me to the next big mistake, which is on a first date, which is avoiding or not talking about sex. You know, because most guys, like, they'll talk about boring, mundane shit the whole time because they feel like they're being a gentleman. And they'll even hit up girls with like interview like questions, like, oh, well, how old are you and your family? Oh, here's the classic question that guys will ask. This is how you know, guys, if you're listening, this is how you know that you're fucking up. If you ever say, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking up.
Yeah, 100%. I used to, before I knew this stuff and I was going on these like match dates, I thought I was in the movie Groundhog Day because I would have that same fucking, where are you from? Where'd you go? What college? How many brothers and sisters you? And every friggin' date, those words would be coming out of my mouth and I'd be like, why am I saying this? But I didn't know any better back then, you know, it was terrible.
Well, that's also why you got really good though, was because, you know, you had that Groundhog Day experience where you were able to, by trial and error, you know, one date at a time, kind of figure out, oh, wait, that didn't work, but, well, what if I try something different here?
And that's the thing most guys don't get is they bang their head against the wall doing it wrong, and then they hear a guy like you come on and say, this is what you should be doing. And the worst thing, and we've all been guilty about this, where you hear advice like, oh, you got to get more sexual, you got to bring up sex. And you go, yeah, that's true, but she's different. You know, every guy is going to go, you know, what Julian is saying is like, but she's different. You know, with her, I can't bring it up. With her, I got to ask the interview questions. Do you find that your students have that she's different, like, mentality?
Bobby, actually, you kind of broke up a little bit there. Can you repeat the question? Sorry, it was a little hard to hear.
Yeah, I was just saying how guys generally will listen to advice like, oh, avoid the interviews or talk about sex, like you said, but then they'll go, but she's different. You know, with her, I can't do that. You find that guys run into that. Did you ever struggle with that where you be with a girl and you're like, yeah, I know I should talk about sex, but she's different. Like, she's a good girl.
You know, you just, like, cut to the heart of it with that question. You really did, because even now, I've still experienced that where like sometimes you meet a girl that's just so special or so beautiful or just so great that everything you've learned, everything you know intellectually about how you should behave with these girls kind of goes out the window. And you're like, with this girl, I'm going to do it right. With this girl, I'm going to be that knight in shining armor. And it's death. Like, it's a big lesson I learned pretty recently, which is like, basically, I know this is going to sound kind of terrible to say, but when you meet a girl that's so special and so great that you like actually really want to date this girl or be in a serious relationship with this girl, you damn well better treat her the same way that you treat the girl that you want to fuck once or twice. Because now, of course, you can fuck her beyond that. Damn well treat her the same exact way, because if you don't, if you divert from that foundation of strong game, of strong knowledge that you've built, you're dead. And at least that's been my experience. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's I always tell this story because, my girlfriend that I'm with now, I knew a friend of hers before I met her, and her friend – you know, my friend was dating her friend, and my friend was like, oh, she's a good girl, you know. So, like, I had that block in my head, but I fought through it when I started, you know, hitting on her and flirting with her and stuff. And I always tell this story, like, when guys are like, oh, but she, you know, I always say, don't treat a girl like you want to be her boyfriend no matter what, even if that's what you want. I say, the exact thing that you just said. Treat her like the kind of girl you're just trying to bang, right?
Right.
And, you know, six weeks or a month, you know, whatever it was, some point after I started actually getting serious with my girlfriend, she says, yeah, when I met you, I thought you were only after sex, right? I thought you were only after sex. I thought you were only trying to have fun. And what I always try to tell guys is girls always wind up dating the guy they thought was only after sex.
Right.
They never wind up dating the guy that is trying to show them how good of a boyfriend they're going to be. They date the guy that is like, oh, he's just after sex, and then they find fall for him or they whatever. But they very rarely date the guy that they know on the first date that he wants to be the boyfriend.
And that's it. I think you just described like the secret to life and the secret to happiness, because that's it. I mean, so basically now that we've established get good at banging girls so you can get the one that you want to fall in love with or settle down with, we got to get good at banging girls on the first date.
Yeah. So let's get into some, cause I know that you're, pretty friggin' damn good with this. I know even in a few months ago, you were banging this room or something like that. I remember talking to you on Skype and you showing me pictures and stuff of these girls you were going out with. And I got to admit, I was ready to get on a plane and fly over there and friggin' hang out. So,
You really should have. You wouldn't have understood anything they said. wait, unless you speak Italian. And the truth is, I lived in Rome for the last 8 months, and I just came back to New York. But I didn't learn any Italian while I was there. I learned how to like order, you know, I was like, I want the bucatini and matriciana. I learned how to order food, but I spent time with these girls and I never learned Italian. They didn't really learn English, but I still fucked them because I use these techniques. So let me jump into like a couple of these techniques really quick here. So going back to, because I feel like the foundation of, you know, not having sex with a girl on the first date is the mindset to where like a guy doesn't even bother trying. But we've already established that, no, that's a mistake. You've got to try, make the move, bring her back to your house. Let me just jump into I'm going to kind of bullet through a few different techniques and, you know, hopefully some of these will really resonate for you and you'll use them. We already established that a lot of these girls will say something like, you know, we're not going to have sex, but now you're prepared for it. So when she says that, this is what I like to say. When she's like, you know, we're not having sex, well, obviously I'm prepared. And then I'll kind of jump right in. I'll flip her on her back and I'll say something like, whoa, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you thinking about sex? Like, you're thinking about sex with me? You know, I'll just reverse it really quick, even though I was expecting it. You know, I'll say, well, honey, you're going to have to take me out to dinner at least 3 times before you can even think about sex with me. You have a dirty mind. You know, I'll just kind of jump right in. It'll confuse the crap out of her. That reaction's critical. It establishes you as the prize. And it creates some doubt. Here's the key thing. It creates doubt in her mind about your true intentions. And that's an important thing that we want to kind of maintain throughout the evening. If she's ever 100% sure that you really want to fuck her, then it hurts your chances of actually fucking her. So I always like to keep them in a kind of a state of confusion. But here's the big trick for me. Like this is something that I've had so much success with. And before I tell you what it is, let me kind of throw in one kind of trick / kind of idea, which is before I have a first, these days, especially because I have been banging a lot of chicks that I meet on the internet, these days I really like to get a girl on Skype or FaceTime, you know, some kind of a video chat before I even have the first like official date. And the reason why I like Skype or FaceTime or some kind of a video chat is I feel it does a lot of that heavy lifting that you have to do on a first date before you ever even like spend money on a drink, you know? And the reason I like FaceTime or Skype is I feel that it offers some very big advantages over the phone. First of all, you can have phone sex on Skype or FaceTime, which means you can see her pussy and her tits and everything if you do it the way I do it. The next reason is, and probably the most legitimate reason, is because on the phone, when you talk to a girl, there's going to be those little silent voids. There's going to be those kind of awkward silences. So you have to like you have to keep that conversation going the whole time. And if you don't, it gets weird, right? Whereas if you're on Skype or you're on FaceTime, you can see each other. It's almost like being on a date. The only thing is you can't just like touch the person and you can't smell the person. And so you can fill the advantage with Skype or FaceTime is you can fill those silent voids with expressiveness, with expressions, with you know, giving her like sexy bedroom eyes or anything like that. So I just want to drop that in that I'm a big fan of Skype or FaceTime, kind of using that, some kind of a video chat to basically build the relationship and do that heavy lifting before you ever meet up. Now these days, that's kind of all I do. I use Skype or FaceTime to create a friendship, create a relationship before the first date even really happens. And then sex is just like, you know, a foregone conclusion at that point.
Let me jump in.
Please.
You're really good at like creating this sexual vibe. So like, what are you trying to do off the bat? Like a guy, you know, and the reason I ask this is a guy's like, oh, if I'm going to get her on Skype or FaceTime or whatever like that, how are you taking it from like how are you immediately establishing yourself as like not the friend zoney guy? Like, you know, you're immediately establishing yourself as like a player of sorts. Like she knows what she's getting into with you. What kind of conversation, how do you drop little hints early on, whether it be early on in the date or on one of these conversations that make her know the deal to an extent?
Well, that's an amazing and extremely complicated and difficult question, because that's kind of like, at least for me, like the core foundation of what I do. And if I had to answer it in one or two sentences, I would say I really, really try to build that sexual tension. But here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. The challenge is to build this kind of sexual tension, but not look like a pervert, you know? And that's, I think, what happens to most guys that do that. Like, most guys fall on one end of the spectrum or the other, which is either they never make any move to, like, be sexual or escalate, or they make too many moves, and so either way, you're kind of screwed. If you don't make any moves, nothing's going to happen. If you make too many moves, she gets freaked out and thinks, like, this guy's a creep and a pervert. So how do you strike that balance? For me, what I like to do, and it's sometimes it's tricky, but I have a few kind of techniques that really help guide me along. What I really like to do is I like to kind of gently guide the conversation towards kind of sexuality or sexual topics, or create flirtatious moments, but then find a way to pin it on her. So she's like, so, you know, maybe I'll, as a random example that comes to mind, maybe she and I are walking down the street together, and maybe I even like stumble into her slightly, or our arms like start to touch, or we kind of bump into each other. And then I'll just, so we get that touch, we kind of build that sexual tension through touch. And then I'll say like, damn girl, why are you always touching me? You know, like I'll find a way to create the moment of sexual tension and build it, and then blame it on her. And that way I can keep doing it and not look like a creep.
Yeah. No, that's always good, is turning it around on her and looking for things she says to like twist into something sexual. You know, if she mentions like, oh, I put whipped cream in my hot chocolate. Oh, whipped cream. You know, like anything you can twist into sexual and putting it on her, it's a great technique. Yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah, man, totally. And just to like jump into something we were talking about before, which is like another kind of awesome trick that's like, it's my favorite trick ever that I do, is is basically what I'll do, especially if you're, and this is why I kind of jumped over to Skype and FaceTime. You don't have to do it with Skype or FaceTime, but that certainly kind of helps, is whether you're on your first date, or you know, get her phone number, you meet her at a bookstore, or you meet her online, or wherever the hell you meet her, wherever it is, and you're finally with her on FaceTime, or you're finally with her on that actual first date, is here's the idea. Fall in love with her mind. Fall in love with her mind. because that's the real way I seal the deal, is that if you fall in love with her mind, then, you know, you're connecting with her, you're bonding with her, you're getting her to reveal personal information, and of course you're sharing personal information in return with her. And the key, how do you do that? How do you fall in love with her mind? You need to let her know how much you just love her personality and how, oh my, you're so intelligent. You're so intelligent. She has to feel, do you ever see that movie, Bobby, did you ever see Avatar?
Yeah.
So you remember that whole thing, like where they like lean their blue heads together and they're like, I see you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you got to do. You know, she's got to feel that you see the real her. And the way to, you know, to do this is to completely avoid compliments, even if she's really hot. Forget all the compliments she's ever heard. She's got incredible eyes or, you know, hair or face. Don't mention that. You know, focus on her intelligence. Focus on her energy. Focus on her wit. Focus on her depth. And when you accomplish this, you're ready to use one of the smartest lines I've ever come up with in the world. And basically, what you do is you kind of wait till sex comes up in the conversation, right? And when it does, after you've established this like amazing recognition and appreciation of her mind and her personality, when sex comes up in the conversation, you say something like, you know, honestly, you're so fucking cool. You're so fun to be with. I got to tell you, like, sex, it's really like the last question mark in my mind. It's the last thing. Like, there's nothing else. And that, I have fucked so many girls with that line, because as long as you establish that mental connection, you establish that appreciation, it's true. But they just don't know. Yeah. I get bored of the pussy.
Fucking hilarious, man. No, it is true, though. Like, and what I love about your method and this idea is like, guys are so afraid to acknowledge the elephant in the room of sex. Like, they're out on a date, and it's like they want to bang the chick, and the chick wants to bang them, probably, you know, if they're doing things right. But they're so afraid to bring up sex. And it's like one of those things, like, once you bring it up with girls, you realize, like, how open they are to, like, the talking about it, or, like, even if some girls are, like, they don't want to sound like a prude, they don't want to sound like a slut if you say, like, oh, like, not, like, you know, if you bring up, like, a sex is the last question mark, like, the girls may not jump down and be, like, sex with me is going to be great. There's, like, a lot of girls, like, most girls aren't going to say that with the risk of looking slutty, but mentally they're just going to enjoy the fact that you had the balls to say something like that, and they're going to be enjoying the time around you where it's like going to feel natural to even have that said to them. So I think that's great. And
go ahead.
Now I was saying, that's one of the things that I've liked about what you teach, is that you're really good at coming up with these lines, you know. And I think it's like you said earlier in the interview, that, you know, you're prepared for this. You know, at some point a girl is going to say, I'm not going to sleep with you, you know. So instead of, like, being, you know, blindsided by it and going, and backpedaling and looking like a chump, you're prepared. And, you know, you've taken the kind of things you've learned and gotten really good at, you know, teaching them to guys how to be prepared for these moments and how to take what could be a disadvantage and turn it into an advantage.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And, you know, again, you kind of like get right to the heart of the matter, which is, you know, a lot of the guys are afraid to bring up the topic of sex. My advice would be, well, yeah, if you bring it up like in the middle of a, you know, talking about baking cupcakes, it's going to fucking be weird. But
yeah,
if you do it incrementally, you know, if you do it in little baby steps, so maybe, you know, maybe first you kind of say like, well, you know, what are you looking for in a guy? What are you looking for in a relationship? Which is a perfectly legitimate question. Then she talks about that. She's like, well, I like a guy who, you know, like does X, Y, Z. You know, like, well, from there, it's much easier to kind of lead into the sex conversation. So do it incrementally. Bobby, can I throw in just a few more? I know we got to wrap up in a minute, but can I throw in a few more quick random tips?
Yeah, awesome, man. Love that.
All right, cool. Alcohol, like a glass of alcohol, like the one I have in my hand right now. first of all, let me just dispel. I'm like speaking real truth because, Bobby, I really respect you. I know your guys like trust you. I'm just going to speak like honestly. First of all, I think alcohol is awesome to drink with girls, especially on a first date, because A, you know, it helps release inhibitions, helps you relax. But perhaps more importantly, the reason I like to drink on a first date with a girl, it's not to get her drunk. It's not to get her drunk. It's not for me to get drunk, because then I can't get my dick hard. But it's to actually, it's actually to give her an excuse. It's to give her an excuse, the ability to rationalize the next day why she slept with me. It gives her that excuse, which is a lot of the time what girls need. I've literally slept with girls before where like they wouldn't sleep with me, but then she had two sips from a drink, and then suddenly she did it because subconsciously she knew that that's right, she had a reason now. So that's like a random tip about drinking. Next quick tip, this is another random tip, as I've had a lot of success with this, which is usually, not all the time, but almost always, I avoid, even if I see the opportunity, if I'm on that first date, we're at a bar near my house, I will not kiss her until I'm in a location that I can fuck her. I won't do it. Yeah, because like the reason why I avoid kissing her before I'm in a place where I can fuck her is because it makes my intentions pretty much 100% clear at that point. If I like deflate all of that sexual tension with the kiss, well, now she knows like I probably want to fuck her. I like to kind of hover back and forth, like keep her mind unclear. Wait. Oh, he wants to fuck me. Wait, does he want to fuck me? I can't tell. So that's a way to do it, is I like to build that sexual tension and then get her into my apartment or a hotel or someplace I can bang her, and then I'll just go full force. Sometimes I'll fuck a girl before I even kiss her.
Yeah, no, and you know, it's because it's, if you've made out with a girl in like a bar or a club and it's like early in the night, it's also awkward. Like you kiss her and like you're there with friends, so you can't leave. So now you're like holding her hand and you're like, all right, It's definitely a better technique, what you're saying. I never heard anybody say, I never heard anybody recommend that before, but now that you're saying it, it makes sense, because I have been in those situations where not only does it like deflate the tension, but it also it gets a little awkward. Like if you make out with a girl at like 10 o'clock and you're at a bar, and now by like 12 o'clock you guys realize like you have nothing to say to each other, and it's like now she doesn't want to bang you anymore.
Yeah, well, it's like you're putting on a show or something, because there's definitely people watching, you know. So, that's a great point. And then just last tip of the night, which is this is like a favorite thing of mine to do, to kind of – this is to fuck on the first date. This is more to avoid her becoming resistant. This really helps like for getting her back to your apartment, but setting conditions. Setting conditions is huge for me. Example, here's a great example. Let's say you've just been out at the bar with this girl, you had a few drinks, you kind of resisted the temptation to kiss her, but maybe you moved in close with your face like you were gonna kiss her, but then you didn't. And now she's like really confused. What does this guy want? And then you're like, hey, you know, my apartment's it's on the next corner. Or actually even better, you don't even tell her. It's like, let's go for a walk. Let's get out of this stuffy place. You walk her over. You're like, hey, this is where I live. Okay. Instead of saying, probably most guys would be like, do you want to come up to my apartment? That's horrible. Instead, you'd be like, hey, all right. Hey, listen, this is where I live. You can come up for a few minutes, but just for a few minutes, because you know I got to wake up early for work. I got to get my beauty sleep. So what we just did there was we set some conditions, and that for whatever reason it distracts her from what you're really asking, which is, do you want to suck my dick? and then if you want to get even more advanced with it, you know, you can add intrigue onto that. So like, well, setting conditions plus intrigue plus curiosity and intrigue would be something like, all right, hey, you know, this is where I live. You can come up and see my place, but you have to promise not to laugh, which is a classic line. I've been using it for like 9 years now, which is great. It's the same thing. You're setting, you can come up, not will you come up. You're allowed to come up to see my place, but something intriguing. You have to promise not to laugh, or you have to promise X, Y, Z. And that's another really powerful technique, and that it's perfect. It goes perfectly whenever you are having to make some kind of a major compliance request, some kind of a major like leap forward in the relationship, like asking her to like take off her clothes or come into your apartment or leave the bar. One of those big leaps forward. It's always good instead of just like asking to try to ask, but don't even ask, tell and set that condition, pretending like,
yeah,
I don't really want this.
I gotta say, man, like that, right, that tip you just gave right there was like worth listening to this whole interview for, because that it's such a great way, like you're saying, to segue into, you can come back to my house, but I have to get up early so you can't stay long. It's just a perfect way. Like, you know, I highly recommend anybody listening to that to begin implementing that immediately, because it's such a perfect way to do those hard moments where you're like, oh, it's like we all have that where you're like, you gotta you know, have a little balls and say, do you want to come back to my house? But the way you're doing it, it's like, it doesn't take balls, because it's like, you can just say it in a way like, and then putting the condition onto it, especially if it's an intriguing condition, like you said, oh, you got to promise not to laugh, or, you know, that's perfect, man. That's good shit.
Cool, man. Glad you like it.
So, you know, some of the guys listening to this, like, you've got a video that has made its way around the internet, and I hesitated sending it out to my subscribers, not because it isn't a good video, because it's a fucking great video. I watched the whole thing and I was cracking up, but because it's raunchy, and sometimes, you know, you're like, you're pretty, I mean, anybody listening to this, you know that you don't hold back, you know? So, you even talk about banging celebrities and stuff. What's in that video?
Well, in my day, I use these tricks to bang some B-list celebrities. I wish I could be like A-list celebrities. They're like B-list. You might know a couple of them. I blinded one of them with my semen. I'm actually serious about that. Just in one eye, though, but just for like 3 days. She's fine. She's fine. But the video's crazy. It's honestly, like, that's what I could say. Is like,
it shocked me because you didn't just... I'm like watching the video and then I banged the B-list and then you like drop her name. I'm like, oh man, this guy just doesn't give a shit. Like, he doesn't care. Like,
I don't give a shit. Awesome. I wasn't subtle. I was like, well, you know, like I basically like spell it out who these girls were. And yeah, it's true. These video, like my video is, it's, you know, I would say like if you're easily offended by stuff, then don't watch it. But if you're still listening to this, then clearly you're not easily offended by stuff. So you're going to fucking love it.
It's worth checking out. And obviously, you know, Julian knows this stuff. I've known you, you know, personally meeting up with you, but also from reading, you know, articles that you've written and stuff. And I always get some tips out of it. So, unlockherlegs.com/super. You can check out the video. And I will warn you, I'm going to put a Bobby Rio warning here that, you're going to be shocked in a sense of, you know, the vulgarity and stuff. And it's cool. Like, it doesn't bother me, but if you're the kind of person who's, you know, a pussy, then don't,
yeah,
you know, you may want to avoid it. But
It's not the Disney Channel,
exactly.
Boys.
Exactly. So that's unlockherlegs.com/super. And I also put a link to it below this interview that we did. So I check it out and check Julian's stuff out, because it's really good stuff. And Julian, I just want to say thanks for doing this, man. I've been trying to get you on for a while. I'm glad our schedules finally aligned and that we had a chance to do this. It was fun.
Yeah, that was awesome. Bobby, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And you're the man.
Cool, man.